Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Do you want President Biden to run again in 2024?
No, I've been very clear. I'd like to see a generational change.
Should Joe Biden run again in 2024?
I think that should be a decision made by Joe Biden. And that's, it's not a matter of anyone's choice other than his.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America. And that's not hyperbole. I'm not joking about that, as you know.
Think it can't get worse? Well, you're wrong. It can if you don't vote in 28 days.
Every vote counts.
A lot is at stake.
Your vote matters. Get on it. November the 8th.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Arizona is a very, very critical state for the Republicans, both for the senatorial race, and that, of course, is Blake Masters, who I thought had a great debate against Mark Kelly last week. I'm not sure how many more times they're scheduled to debate. And also in terms of the gubernatorial race, and that's where Carrie Lake has a pretty significant lead over Katie Hobbs, and after watching Katie Hobbs this weekend on CBS, she's clearly not qualified to be the governor of the great state of Arizona. Anyway, Carrie Lake had put out this new ad. Let me play it for you.
Arizona families are struggling to choose between paying their rent and putting food on the table.
I know what that's like. I grew up in a household where there wasn't always enough food. And that's why I'm fighting back against Joe Biden and Katie Hobbs' reckless spending and tax increases. As your governor, I'm going to eliminate all taxes on groceries and rent in Arizona. You shouldn't have to pay taxes just to put food on the table or have a place to live. When I'm governor, you won't.
And that's a pretty powerful ad. Look, we watched this weekend, and I think it was one of the worst TV appearances I've seen for a gubernatorial candidate ever. Katie Hobbs pretty much just admitting that she supports no limits at all, no restrictions at all on abortion. This is now becoming a big issue for a lot of Senate candidates. Raphael Warnock is one. John Fetterman, the trust fund brat in a hoodie in Pennsylvania. Then Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin. But here's her on CBS this weekend, no limits on abortion.
Abortion is a very personal decision that belongs between a woman and her doctor. The government and politicians don't belong in that decision. We need to let doctors perform the care that they are trained and take an oath to perform.
So if an Arizona voter were to conclude from your previous answer that you do not favor any specific weak limit on abortion, would they be correct?
I support leaving the decision between a woman and her doctor and leaving politicians entirely out of it.
Then she took it a step further. She won't debate Kari Lake. Now, she's dumping millions, tens of millions of dollars in these negative ads that are full of lies and smears against Kari Lake. Just, it's the same thing all across the country. Negative ads, they hide in the basement. The media is complicit in letting them get away without answering any tough questions. They don't want to debate, or if they agree to a debate, it's like Fetterman a week before Election Day after they've had 6 weeks of early voting. I mean, it's just unfair to the voters, but here's her explanation as to why she won't debate Kari Lake.
Secretary Hobbs, good morning. Welcome to Face the Nation. So your opponent said you don't want to debate. I'd like to ask you, are there any conditions under which you would agree to debate Kari Lake so the voters of Arizona could hear from the two of you side by side and in real time?
Look, what I have been focused on is opportunities like this where they can see us back to back and hear directly from us about the issues that are important to Arizonans and how we would govern without a circus like she created during the GOP Republican primary. I have no desire to be a part of the spectacle that she's looking to create.
And then she was asked, given a softball question during a town hall, and couldn't even answer a simple question about what she has learned from the Latino community, the Hispanic community, of which is about a third of the population in the great state of Arizona. So no abortion restrictions. She won't debate her opponent, which is a disservice to the voters in Arizona. She actually said it's ridiculous to focus on the border. She wants to be governor of Arizona, a border state, and is also, she's spoken out in favor of amnesty. She was found libeled not once but twice in a racial discrimination employment case. She says she's for tax cuts, but 13 times she voted against them. So she's saying one thing and does something very differently. Her own staff has accused her of being emotionally abusive. All of this is like, okay, this woman is not qualified to be governor. And by the way, Mark Kelly is just basically Chuck Schumer, except he's from Arizona because he votes with Chuck Schumer pretty much 100% of the time. Anyway, Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake, she is up in this race, joins us now. I cannot believe after I now know why she won't debate you. She's not capable of it.
Well, I can tell you this, the Democrats are not sending their best this go around. And she wouldn't debate, Sean, her Democrat primary opponent. She skipped out on that. What was her excuse then? The fact of the matter is she's a terrible communicator. She cannot articulate her ideas for Arizona. And even if she could, the people would reject them because her ideas are the same bogus, asinine policies that we're seeing out in California that have driven that state into the ground.
Well, it's one of the reasons the population of Arizona keeps growing because people can't get out of the Golden State fast enough. You know, before Gavin Newsom, for 170 plus years, every single year, California had a net gain in population. Now they have right. A net loss in population because of the high taxes, insane bureaucracy, the total complete wokeness. the absence of any law and order in the state, and people are leaving in droves. I think it's all reflected by one statistic. If you take a U-Haul and you drive for anywhere in California, and you drive to Arizona, your state, or Texas, you know, if you go to Texas, it's about $2,300 for the U-Haul. If you take it from Texas to California, you're doing U-Haul a favor because they need the trucks back in California because people want to get out of there as quickly as possible. And you'll probably pay about $400. You could probably even get them down to $200 if you negotiate because you're doing them a favor. That speaks volumes to me.
They might even pay you to drive the U-Haul back to California, to be honest. That's how many people are fleeing that state. And listen, you know, I don't believe the polls that show us neck and neck. Our latest poll shows me up by 4 and gaining ground. We're drawing massive crowds. The people are involved this year. They're ready to get out and vote. We just hope that Katie Hobbs doesn't do what she did in Pinal County. I mean, in Pinal County in the August 2nd primary, she advised them on how many ballots they would need, and they ran out of Republican-only ballots 1 hour into voting. Sadly, she has a hand in this election, which is a conflict of interest. We've asked her to recuse herself, and she refuses to do so. She's completely incompetent in her role.
Can you take her to court for that? Because we're talking about a Secretary of State.
We have asked her to recuse herself, and we have our attorneys involved. We want to make sure that they print enough ballots because we think there's going to be a massive turnout, and this isn't going to be your typical midterm election. We think we're going to have turnouts that rival general Maine elections in even presidential years. That's how interested the people of Arizona are in this election.
Well, I've noticed the polls have tightened a little bit for Blake Masters in the Senate race there. He seems to be trailing you a little bit. I'm not exactly sure why, because both of you seem to be terrific candidates for Arizona and in touch with the people of Arizona. We know, for example, Mark Kelly's not lifted a finger on border security, and Katie Hobbs has gone out there and literally said it's ridiculous to focus on the border and openly supports amnesty. So they're not exactly in touch with what the reality is in your state.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. We have terrible Democrat candidates this time around. Mark Kelly, I think he left his brain in outer space. He's acting like all of a sudden he's interested in the border, and he's done nothing his 2 years in office, absolutely nothing. He just finally, you know, is trying to pressure Biden to at least act like they're a little bit more on top of it. He's been a do-nothing senator, and Blake Masters will be amazing. This guy is brilliant. He has 3 young children. He's got skin in the game. He knows what's at stake for his children and their future. And we need to get everybody on board with Blake Masters because he's going to do big things when he's in the Senate. He's brilliant when it comes to tech. We all know we have to take on those tyrants in the world of tech. And he understands how it works because he was in that industry. He was one of the good guys in there for a long time. I think he's going to pull out a win. This Rich Barris poll that I have a lot of faith in because I know his methodology, it's bar none, that shows me up by 4 and it shows Blake a little bit up. I believe that poll. I've looked at all of the details behind that poll, and I think it's very legitimate. And so I have a lot of faith that Blake will pull out a victory.
You know, the thing is Arizona, like a lot of states, is a tough state to win. If you look at all the Senate races around the country and many of the gubernatorial races, you know, we're talking about Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Missouri, Nevada, Arizona. I mean, these are all bellwether states that, you know, are usually very close. Do you anticipate that this might be another close election year?
I think we're going to win. I think we'll win by 4 or 5 points is what I'm guessing. But I believe that on election night, it won't appear that way, just like it did in my primary. The early votes will probably fall toward Katie Hobbs. And then day of votes will, and those that come in where people hand in their ballot on election day will come in the days that follow. Remember, on election night during the primary, I was down by nearly 10 points. By the end of that night, by 1 a.m., I had pulled ahead because we had more than 70% of the day of voters went to me. And so it was really quite amazing. We ended up winning by 5 points. And I think we'll do the same again on election night, but it might be slow to get these results in.
I've said that every state needs to adopt the following
right away.
Now, I understood. And it'll be a late night, which frustrates me, because if I had my druthers, if I had my way to have voting in the country, I'd make it a national holiday, and I would make it paper ballots only, like many other countries do. And I would have, you know, you can have absentee voting for people that are infirmed or out traveling, you know, but they'd have to offer a good reason why they need it. And then we know the results at the end of the night, and rather than this early voting, but every state has got to have voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls for any mail-in ballots, updated voter rolls, and we need partisan observers to watch the vote count start to finish up close, not 1,000 feet away, because it's the middle of a pandemic, which is what happened in 2020.
I agree with you on everything you said. And when I get into office, we're going to make that happen. And that's why they're so opposed to me. They're opposed to me because they don't want any reforms in our elections. And let me tell you, I want every voter in Arizona, whether you're a Democrat, independent, or Republican, to go to bed on election night. They know that their vote counted, and they know the result. And whether or not their guy won, they can sleep with that result and rest with that because they know it was honest.
It would keep, it brings integrity to the system, number one. Number two, it gives confidence in the results. And by the way, a lot of Democrats, they said Trump was an illegitimate president. They said Bush was an illegitimate president. Stacey Abrams is lying and says she never doubted the outcome of the last election. She's never acknowledged her loss in 2018 to Brian Kemp. I mean, she's just lying.
She never conceded.
She's never conceded, but you know, which is her right to do. I mean, Hillary Clinton questioned the legitimacy of Donald Trump. And I think also, you know, look at people on the Jan 6 committee, like Jamie Raskin, and all these other people that are just a bunch of phonies. Quick break, more with Republican gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake out in Arizona on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Look, I used to suffer from insomnia. Not anymore. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer thanks to all things MyPillow. Look, you built MyPillow into the incredible company that it is today. You're trusting Mike Lindell to get you a great night's sleep. You love their pillows. You love some of their products. If you've not tried their Giza Dream Sheets that you always hear me raving about, you're going to love these sheets. It's made from the world's best cotton, Giza. It's ultra soft, the softest sheets you'll ever sleep in or on. And it's breathable and durable. And right now, Giza Dream Sheets are at their lowest price ever, 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 when you go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com. That's the Sean Hannity Square, MyPillow.com, or call and mention my name, 800-919-6090, and all that sleep you've been wanting and needing and craving and desiring will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. and through the foundation's homeless vets program. Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com, get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck, this is Tom, this is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in. Because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them two 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com, get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
A daily heat-seeking missile of information that you won't get anywhere else. Hannity's on now.
All right, we continue. Republican gubernatorial candidate from the great state of Arizona, Kari Lake, is with us. I think how big an issue is open borders, the Biden border policy, on the voters in Arizona?
You know, it's either one or two, depending on the poll. It's critical because it plays into every other problem we have. I mean, right now, Joe Biden has ceded control of our southern border in Arizona to the narco-terrorists, the cartels, and we don't have control of them anymore. And we're seeing a record amount of fentanyl, the most deadly drug we've ever seen in this country, pour across our border. Arizona is now the pipeline for fentanyl, which is making it into all the other states. It's the number one killer of young people, 18 to 34. Not car crashes, not COVID, nothing else. It is fentanyl. And it's killing our young generation. And then it plays into the crime, the rise and spike in crime that we're seeing, because we have people coming across who are known murderers, rapists, and criminals. You just have to go to the Customs and Border Patrol website to see all the statistics on that. We are not vetting the people who are coming in, and we're allowing people who are not good people into this country. We have a system for legal immigration. And right now what's going on is we are seeing millions of people come across our border, and it's causing major problems. Where are they staying? Have you ever asked yourself that? They're not staying on the street. They're not living on the street like a lot of American citizens. They're being put up in hotels, low-income housing that is meant for, that's actually meant for American citizens. So it's really disturbing. It's a big issue on top of mind of our voters here, and it should be. Because it's causing major problems in our state.
We see what happens when you send illegal immigrants to sanctuary areas, the sanctuary island of Martha's Vineyard. They got rid of them within 24 hours. They called a state of emergency. Muriel Bowser did in D.C., sanctuary, whatever you want to call D.C., city in and of itself. New York City, same thing. You know, national emergency, bring in the National Guard. We need $50 million from the federal government. And this is what Texas and Arizona is dealing with at a volume 1,000 times bigger and larger. And I think it's huge for the people of Arizona. Anyway, Kari Lake, we're supporting your candidacy. Look forward to you winning and look forward to Blake Masters winning the Senate out there. If you're in Arizona, pay attention. This could be a close race, especially in the Senate. And it's definitely a winnable race. Kari Lake, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls here in just a minute. Here's Tulsi Gabbard, former Democratic presidential candidate, primary candidate, and former congresswoman from Hawaii, explaining and announcing that she's leaving the Democratic Party.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
You know, this should have been Joe Manchin's speech. It should have been his moment. And he blew it. And as a result, he went from his highest approval rating when he was resisting Schumer and Biden and then capitulating to them. After he capitulated to them, now he has his lowest approval rating. I mean, it speaks volumes. Mike is in Oklahoma. Mike, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. And a long time listener, first time caller. So
yeah, glad you called. It says you're a trucker. You a trucker?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 28 years, last almost 7 years, been an owner-operator, and I just wanted to discuss a couple things with you, if I could.
Yeah, you can, for sure. But I had a meeting today with the guys from Upside, that app that pays you money when you gas up, for example. You need to check out their app, because let's say you pay with an American Express card or whatever credit card you may have. And so you get reward points for using the card, but they also give you money and pay you money every time that you go to one of their affiliated gas stations. And they're telling me how much money truckers in particular are saving, you know, how much money back they get. In other words, you get two benefits instead of one if you just download the app, and it doesn't cost you a penny. So it's pretty cool.
So they're doing that at Pilots and Flying J's and the big truck stops, or no?
Yeah, like I know they just signed a deal with Love's, for example, and I'm sure you are very aware of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I will do that then.
So you're an owner-operator. You have one truck or two trucks, or what do you got?
Just one.
Okay, and so you're over the road, probably working, right, you know, hard 6 days a week, I would imagine, right?
At least.
At least, often seven. And it's been tough lately. I understand the supply chain issue slowed down the trucking a little bit. High cost of diesel. You can't mitigate that factor. You got to make money on any load you take, right?
That's right. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I was in Arizona, just to give you, for instance, Thursday afternoon. And from Thursday afternoon, it was at $5.29 a gallon for diesel. By the time I had to take a break and wait for my load, at the time that I left out of there on Monday morning, it was all the way up to $5.79. So it jumped 50 cents in like 4 days. And it's starting to go up very high, and it cuts into our margins big time. And I've heard you talk to other owner-operators and to say, okay, you negotiate when prices go up, you go up on your price, right? And that may be so with some of the dedicated owner-operators, but the vast majority of us out here aren't that. We work off of what's called load boards, and we have to deal with brokers, be it Coyote, CHR, GQL, whoever. And their rate is their rate. Now, you can negotiate that rate a little bit, but it's according if you're in dry van like I am, or if you're in reefer, which is refrigerated, or flatbed, et cetera. But refrigerated pays a lot more right now. Unfortunately, I don't have one. My trailer is a dry van. And the dry van rates have fallen, excuse me, like Mark Blivens says, cholera, from April of this year to now have either stagnated or gone down while fuel prices have gone up, except for this little blip here for the last couple months. Now they're going back up. And it's hurting our margins so bad because of those rates. When you call in for a load and you settle on a rate, they supposedly take fuel surcharge out of that or included in that. But it's just a number. It's not negotiated. It can't be negotiated. And just for instance, on this load from Tempe, Arizona to Columbus, Ohio, I'm getting $3,900. That sounds great, right? Well, that's exactly $2 a mile, and they're paying $1,368 for fuel surcharge, supposedly, out of that. And my fuel is going to cost me almost $1,900. So that's...
So what's your net profit on how many days work?
Well, that's going to be 3 days work, three and a half. Let's say three and a half by the time I'm unloaded, et cetera. And I will see about 44% of that after fuel costs and the insurance costs, which have gone up as well in the last 10 months to 12 months, have gone up at least 7.5% on all insurances. We have cargo insurance, liability insurance, vehicle insurance, all this stuff. And it's killing us. About a year ago, I could see 50 to 52% of whatever the rate was on that load, I would see to the house. Now it's between 44% and 45%.
Right, it's exactly what I'm hearing from my friends in the trucking business. I have friends, by the way, those load boards, I know all about them. And you try to map it out that, you know, you get the best price for your load. But then you have to factor in, well, okay, I'm landing in Montana. Now I have to get to Oregon. What load can I take to Oregon? You don't want to ever be driving an empty truck or for as few miles as possible, right? So that's got to be factored in. But definitely, especially compared to 6-8 months ago, where prices were really good for you guys, it's gone down significantly. And you're right, the price of gas has gone up higher. I know some guys that will even sit it out until load prices go higher because it's just not worth the wear and tear on their truck to not make the type of money that they're used to making. So
I wish I could because my wife was one of the heroes to zeros. This would have been her 39th year as a nurse. And last September, a year ago this September, she got fired because she refused the vaccine. 39 years. And so I had to absorb her income. So I'm out here. I used to be out here two and a half weeks at a time, go home for 4 or 5 days, enjoying life, getting our gardens together, doing whatever, getting the honeydews done. And now I'm out here between 4 and 6 weeks just to make a living and barely make things, you know, match because I have to absorb her income. It's getting hard and harder, and I think it's going to get even harder.
One friend of mine in particular, as a means of supplementing what they were used to making, they actually have adopted their own dispatch servicing, and they work out, they map out the loads for, you know, independent operators or some big companies, et cetera. And so they're doing that too. They're doing everything in their power to just, you know, stay afloat and try and get back to the profit margin that they need to be at. So I definitely have sympathy for you. I would imagine that at some point here, this has got to level out because otherwise, truckers are not going to truck. There's not going to be enough deliveries. We already have the supply chain disruption, which you probably have been impacted by as well if you needed spare parts. Yeah. I know truckers can't get spare parts sometimes.
That's right. It was hard. A friend of mine had to sit for 9 weeks in a hotel waiting for a part. I had to sit one time for 3 weeks. But yeah,
good grief.
And then of course you got all those expenses of food and, you know, motel expense. But it's getting not any better, I can tell you that. But the thing that bothers me is I already have done my what-if analysis. I know where my breaking point is. When it gets to above $6.50 a gallon, I will not make any profit. It won't. It'll be just basically.
Well, you're going to be tending to your garden a lot more and waiting for things to get back to normal because at some point it becomes you can't put the miles on your truck if you're not making the money. You just can't. Because there's only so many miles you can drive any truck. And usually my understanding is every 300,000 miles, you got to have a full overhaul of that truck. Is that about right?
Yeah, how many thousand? 300,000? No, not 300,000. It's according to what engine you have, but a Caterpillar that used to be in the, you know, in the trucks, which I wish I had, is about 1 million. Anywhere between 700,000 to 850,000 on the commons now, you at least need a top end, yes, you know, overhead. But full rebuild in frame on those.
Well, they moved from a different model. They own their trucks, and then they made a deal, I think, with Ryder Truck. And so they lease the trucks, which has benefited them because they don't have any breakdown problems. At one point, I had one friend in a trucking business. Yep, I think they had 4 or 5 trucks, and they had to literally take one truck and put it down just for spare parts to keep all the other trucks running. I mean, that's how bad.
Sense.
What's that?
I said, that makes sense for sure. I wish I had that. But see, even if I couldn't afford to drive, I'm still going to have to drive. See, I'm in a catch-22 because my truck and trailer payment, along with my insurances, which are multiple, like I said, are close to $3,400 a month. So
yeah, you're stuck. You've got to be on the road one way or the other, whether you're making a little money or a lot of money. I get it.
That's right.
You know, look, I hope people do appreciate. I think there's been a greater appreciation for nurses and hospital workers and orderlies post COVID. But I think we've also learned that there are other heroes like farmers and truckers and packers. And, you know, our entire economy is based on you delivering these goods that we expect on our store shelves when we go in there to buy whatever it is that we buy every day. So hang in there. You're one of these guys that makes America great, that never gets the credit you deserve. And you certainly deserve a fair day's wage. For a hard day's work is what you do is not easy.
No, well, I appreciate that. And I just God bless you and everything you've done for us and keep up the good work. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. God bless you. Stay safe on the road. I know crazy drivers out there. Quick break right back to the phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Look, we know where we are economically. We know inflation is at an all-time 41-year high. We know what we're paying for gas prices that are rising every day once again. And you got to find big areas in your life where you can save money if possible. One way everybody can save money is on the cell phone bill. And I don't know why some people are clinging like it's a life raft to
you know, these old carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, when you can get the exact same cell towers that they use, the same 5G network that they use, the same number of bars in terms of coverage on your phone that they provide, you keep your phone and you keep your phone number, but you, the average family is saving close to $1,000 a year for the exact same service. That's real money in your pocket. Many families are even saving much more. With Pure Talk, you're going to get way more options than the big carriers, unlimited talk and text, and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. That's real money you're going to be spending on groceries or gas. By the way, they've never raised their rates, not one time, of Pure Talk. So just dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword save now, and you get 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword save now, money in your pocket for the exact same service from our friends at Pure Talk.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, back to our busy phones. George in the free state of Florida. George, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm in the free state of Florida because of Ron DeSantis and his Get Her Done administration. And I believe that he's going to win this state in a landslide. So a couple of months ago, I decided where can I support? And Carrie Lake, I sent her a donation because I believe Arizona's border is Florida's border. The fentanyl and illegal immigration does not stop at Arizona. It goes throughout. It's New York's border. It's Oregon's border. So it's very important that she becomes the next governor of Arizona. Even when she's talking about, she has a plan. When you listen to what her policies are from day one, she has a plan. I know her opponent is talking about abortion. Carrie knows that the number one reason for women to have abortions, they feel they lack the resources. And she has has ideas on how to give these women resources and pregnancy resource centers. So, let me say one thing.
Every state now is a border state because mm-hmm. Joe Biden is letting these people in. They're not vetting anybody. They get preferential treatment. There's no vaccine mandate. There's not even a COVID test. Then they get a Biden phone and are transported in the dark of night to every state in the continental U.S. And so every state in that sense has become a border state because those states then become responsible for food, water, housing, health care, education of, you know, now over 2 million people that we know of. And never mind the fact that all the resources of our Border Patrol are focused on Joe's open borders. That leaves the whole rest of the border wide open for the cartels, for human trafficking, drug trafficking, like you mentioned. Yeah. And it's getting worse every day.
And we need more states like Florida so that people can compare and contrast. I mean, it would be great to say the free state of Arizona in the next year. So, you know, even if these deep blue states that they feel helpless, like, you know, Oregon, maybe New Jersey, if you feel helpless about these liberal policies, send her some support. Look up her website and her social media. Let's double her social media presence because she's going to get, as soon as we get closer to the election, she's going to get censored by the media. And, you know, she knows how with the media, with her experience, she knows how the sausage is made. And she has the ability to talk over the heads of the media directly to the people, just like Ronald Reagan. So I believe that, I'm 1,000 miles from that state. I feel very strongly that this whole country needs to get behind Carrie Lake for the next governor of Arizona.
Well, it's a good plug for her. I think she's going to win Arizona. I'm a little more worried about the Senate race out there and Blake Masters, but I think he can win as well. Anyway, my friend, thank you. George, great state of Florida, 800-941-SEAN, our number.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.